Lewin House. What's on the border? 105.7 Triple M.
And it's amazing to think at 22 past 8, Lou, that at the start of this year, some weekends, there really were a couple of things to check out, but not too much to get involved. This weekend, in comparison, it's ridiculously overpacked.
You're spoilt for choice this weekend.
All right, let's line up a few events to get involved in. What do you got for us?
Tomorrow, from 9 till 12, is the 2023 Nationals Show and Shine in Junction Square. This is by the Datsun Fair Lady Roadsters Club Australia.
I love a Zed car.
It's happening. All the cars looking spick and span, without a doubt. If you'd like to see the biggest collection of all types of roadsters up close and personal, this is your chance in Junction Square tomorrow from 9 a.m.
Now, I'm going to start mine off with a public service announcement. New South Wales, don't forget to vote. That's tomorrow, election day. So if you haven't gone to one of the pre-polling places, tomorrow's your day, maybe around lunchtime for that democracy sausage too. Very important.
Yep, very important.
But very important to cast your vote, because the last thing you want is Sunday night when you're watching the TV and you know there's all that coverage and you go, hang on, there was something I was supposed to do today. What's this fine all about?
Yeah, agreed.
So go out and vote.
And after you've had your democracy sausage, you might want to just relax for a bit. If you love sewing or you want to get into it, what about the social sewing day? Aubrey Wodonga at the Barranduda Community Centre. That starts from 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's happening. It's the fourth Saturday of every month at the Barranduda Community Centre.
Excellent.
So for anyone who's interested, you can learn to sew from people that have been sewing for years, or maybe just someone who's sort of, you know, just wants to kind of chill out and have a bit of combo with some other people that love to sew as well. It's $10 per person. You do need to book, though.
Yep.
Check it out. It is social, S-E-W-C-I-A-L, sewing, A-W, at outlook.com for more details.
Excellent. Coming up on Sunday, partly cloudy day, getting set for the Jindera Swap Meet and Show and Shine. Plenty of bargains, plenty of parts for your project, plenty of amazing cars, so that if you haven't even started your project, you can look at them and go, oh, I wish I had something that nice. But always a beautiful day out there and always a great crowd. Just heading there to just join in the revelry and possibly jagging your rusty bargain or two.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Now, Bravehearts Walk and Talk is happening tomorrow at Sumption Gardens. It's being run by the Village Early Education Wodonga. And if you want to be part of that, just a walk and talk. It's to help raise awareness and support for the Bravehearts Foundation, who are dedicated to the prevention of child sexual abuse. So definitely an amazing cause and a great opportunity to get out and meet some people who want to help out that amazing cause at Sumption Gardens tomorrow.
Now look out, or more importantly, listen out for this. The 2023 Victorian Senior Motocross Championships are happening tomorrow and Sunday at Diamond Park, Lincoln Causeway, Wodonga. One of those events that you will certainly hear K's before you even get there. But they're expecting quite a fantastic turnout, and it's going to be a great day of motorcycle racing action.
Fantastic. And Sunday from 9, the Wodonga Albury Colour Frenzy Fun Run or Walk is happening, if you want to check that out. It is happening in Willow Park and starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Excellent.
So if you want to check that out, so fun. Colour runs are awesome fun.
Oh, kids, especially the pictures. And they're just covered, multicoloured from head to toe.
Yeah, they're raising money this year for animal rescues across Australia. So if you want to be part of that,
yep,
get the kids involved. So much fun.
And we'll wrap it up with this one, I reckon. Fungi Kingdom is happening at the Thaguna Community Centre. It's $15 per person. It's a two-hour event. And it's you can join fungi enthusiast Tracy McVean for an illustrated seminar on the diversity and curiosities of the Fungi Kingdom. And it includes a lot of topics, including how to create spore prints. I know you want to know how to create spore prints. Basic mushroom cultivation. If you love your mushrooms or you want to know more about your mushrooms, this is your day.
Mushrooms are incredible things.
Oh, they really are.
Absolutely amazing.
So hey, there you go.
Yeah, just really quickly too, the High Country Hop on this weekend in Beechworth. So
huge.
If you want to check that out on Saturday, it's to mark the end of the annual hop harvest. And beer enthusiasts, you'll be pleased that there is a hop harvest.
Very much so.
They use them for beer making.
They do.
So love
a hoppy beer. Yeah, what's on? Lots on this weekend. Triple M.
Today is all about getting dressed for success, fun and fashion. And to talk a little bit more about the Albury Gold Cup, Fashions on the Field, this year's host, Bronnie Robinson, joins us. Hi, Bronwyn, how are you?
Fabulous. Good morning, everybody. It's the sun is shining and it's a great day for the races, that's for sure.
Our big first question for you, Bronnie, is how long have you been up this morning preparing for your own outfit?
Oh, look, I sort of scrambled out of bed about 7:30. I'm currently in makeup at present, so just got time for a little sneaky interview and then I'll head out to the race course.
Excellent.
Fantastic. So let's start off with what you're wearing today. Bron, can you give us a bit of a preview?
I'm wearing a orange and white Bariano dress and a custom-made hat by Leanne Bensley Millinery. So, yes, I'll be standing out definitely up there on the stage.
You are a brights girl. I've never seen you wear anything subdued.
I love all my colours. Yeah, yeah. Love it.
Beautiful. Over the years, I've seen you wearing some absolutely sensational outfits. Now, what being that it's autumn racing, what's the kind of – are there sort of rules about the sort of things that the ladies should be wearing?
Well, there's a little bit of a debate on whether to go a sandal or an enclosed toe for the fashions for the ladies of the day. But I always like an enclosed toe for the fashion show because it just, it is the ladies of the day. So the judges will be looking for everything that's matching from the hat or the veil or the fascinator to the bags, the shoes, the whole ensemble.
Now, Bronnie, obviously it's not just the ladies dressing to impress today. You've also got the gents wearing some of their sharpest bag of fruits ever. Is there a bad colour for a suit, do you think? Because at the races you see a lot of limes and sort of tangerine-looking suits. Is there one that you think, guys, maybe step away from the teal suit today?
Don't they say green's never to be seen at the race course? But I think that's an old sort of a fallacy. So I think, go your hardest. We've got some great prizes and it's fantastic to see all the sponsors that have come on board. My most favourite prize, I must say, is from Tonkin Plumbing. There's a $500 cool room package and that will be in the goodie bag for the gent of the day. So that'd make a great after party, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it?
Having your own cool room.
Yes.
Jeez, that's tough.
Keep the party going.
Sensational. So who's the main sponsor for Fashions on the Field this year, Bron?
The main sponsor is the beauty mark Albury. So we are very blessed to have Rachel and the team on board again. It's looking fabulous out there. Everything's all decked out. Tracy from Enhanced Styling has done a great job once again. So it's going to be a great day, a very busy day, fantastic for the community. I love the races. It brings a lot of money into the region, so it's great.
Yeah. And we know
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know that Albury certainly appreciates the half-day holiday too.
Yes, don't we ever.
Bron, have a sensational day at the Albury Gold Cup today. I know you'll be looking absolutely on point and good luck to all those that are going to have a go at Fashions on the Field. Yeah.
Love it. Yes, get amongst it, people. We've got a prize pool of about $12,000. So that is great. Yeah, everybody's got on board to support. So fantastic. I can't wait to see all the fashions out there.
Oh.
And the horses. There is some horse racing.
There's
are.
Also a couple of races on this card. Yes, we've heard that.
Yes. Thanks, Bron. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Bye.